Salvage begins on the sunken tender Neptune in the Haines Harbor, and the Skagway Assembly dismisses its borough manager. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Salvage began Monday on a tender that sank over the weekend in the Haines Harbor. Crews continued working to contain leaking fuel from the boat while also trying to accommodate the area's fishing fleet. The 76-foot fishing tender Neptune sank while moored at the harbor about 1 a.m. Saturday. No one was on board, but someone in the harbor called 911, and Harbor Master Phil Benner was notified. Benner said he and his staff responded and found the engine room flooded and the back deck already underwater.
We did try to get some gas pumps started and on the boat, but it did not. It wasn't successful. The boat started tilting off the dock, and we evacuated everybody off the boat, cut the lines.
Benner said the harbor staff deployed containment booms at the harbor's entrance within 45 minutes. He contacted the boat's owner, who said there is about 1,600 gallons of fuel on board. Early Saturday morning, Benner shut the harbor to boat traffic to keep leaking fuel from spreading into Port Chilkoot.
You know, everybody's moving as fast as we can, but we want to make sure that we're not contaminating Lynn Canal by opening up the harbor.
A fuel sheen is visible throughout the harbor, and the smell of diesel continues to linger in the area. But state and Coast Guard officials say very little fuel has escaped the harbor, and no wildlife appears to have been affected. Local diver Norm Hughes went to the harbor early Saturday to see the sunken tender. Then the boat's owner, Don Axelson, called Hughes to see if he would dive on the boat. As a commercial fisherman, Hughes was especially interested in helping out.
Don called me a little while later and asked if I'd go down and see if I can get the fuel vents closed off so we can keep the oil from coming out, and maybe they'll open the harbor back up then. If we can stop the environmental leaking of the oil, then maybe the fleet can leave and go fishing.
Officials with the Coast Guard and field responder Bob Mattson with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation arrived in Haines by midday Saturday. As soon as the Coast Guard approved an operating agreement, local responders from the Southeast Alaska Petroleum Resource Organization, or SEPRO, mobilized. SEPRO is the area's oil spill removal organization. It has response teams in 7 zones of Southeast, including one with equipment based in the Haines Harbor. Local residents are worried about how the fuel spill will affect fishermen. The gillnet fleet would normally leave the harbor early Sunday for the fishing grounds. And this time of year, most of the fishermen were selling to the tender Neptune. The Neptune is privately owned but contracted by Ocean Beauty Seafoods. The company diverted a tender en route to Washington to the Lynn Canal. Local officials and responders devised a plan to allow the fishing boats out of the harbor by setting up a decontamination station. Beginning Sunday morning, fishing boats were stopped at the entrance and sprayed down. Coast Guard Petty Officer Joshua Thorne explained the process.
We have them come over here to our decontamination station, and as you can see, we're using pressure washers to really try to get as much of the film or sheen of the oil off the vessels prior to letting them outside of the harbor.
After the fleet left, the cleanup effort began in earnest. More than a dozen responders were walking the docks in the harbor and using small skiffs to lay out absorbent oil pads. Mattson said because of the size of the harbor and difficulty maneuvering around the sunken vessel, the skimming skiffs were not being used. The boat owner hired Juno Marine salvager John Gitgoff, who was on scene by Sunday evening. Coast Guard Petty Officer Jeff Cruz said Sunday, the salvage operation is going to be difficult. The Neptune is a wooden hull boat built in 1937.
If you raise it the wrong way, it could break up, it could do all sorts of other stuff. So, and we don't want to necessarily mess with it while it's underwater. You could, but it's also you run risks of contaminating the wood, getting oil contamination all throughout the boat and making it harder to dispose of or deal with.
While the Coast Guard continues to investigate the cause of the sinking, Mattson said calm, mild weather is contributing to the cleanup effort. But he said he won't know how much fuel has leaked until the Neptune is raised.
So far, so good. You know, it's a case for oil spills. This is going as good as we can expect, and I'm just happy with that. And at any time, things, you don't know what little twist you're going to get once they start. Once they start shifting, you know, a sunken vessel, you don't really know what sort of pockets might be down there.
Haines Harbor staff also set up a decontamination station at the boat ramp for smaller boats. And Benner said he was keeping the floats in at the Letnikoff Cove for the time being to allow boats to tie up there. The Skagway Assembly on Thursday night voted down a motion to retain manager George Eads. In other words, dismissing him from his job, effective immediately, although the Assembly is not expounding on its reasonings for the termination. The Assembly met in executive session to discuss Eads' second evaluation since starting as manager in April. Incoming mayor and current Assembly member Mark Schaefer participated in the evaluation. He said the Assembly unanimously supported the dismissal, although he wouldn't go into any more detail of the evaluation or reasoning because of personnel issues, he said. He would only say the Assembly decided it wanted to go in a different direction. Schaefer did say he was impressed by Eads' attitude in response to the dismissal. It was expected that Eads left town over the weekend, although he could not be reached for comment. Skagway's previous manager, Tom Smith's contract, was not extended past 2012. During a first round of the hiring process, the Assembly offered the job to a woman from Maine. She declined the offer, and the town opened up a second round of the hiring process, during which Eads was chosen and accepted the position. He moved to Skagway from California. There were times that the Assembly openly disagreed with Eads, like when in July he proposed creating a municipal engineer position to help with project management. That proposal was shot down unanimously by the Assembly. Eads was also criticized in open Assembly session for how he handled residents' concerns with the Green Street sewer main extension fees. He had his first evaluation with the Assembly in closed session in July. Then the Assembly scheduled a follow-up review for last week. Outgoing Mayor Stan Selmer on Thursday appointed Clerk Emily Deitch as interim manager. Deitch said Monday the Assembly is convening in a special meeting this week to make a formal interim appointment and decide how to move ahead with advertising the position. Eads' original contract ran until March 31, 2015, but his contract also says the municipality, at its sole discretion, may terminate his employment at any time and without cause or notice. Eads receives a lump sum equal to 6 months' pay upon termination. His annual salary was $110,000, meaning he was paid $55,000 in severance.
Tuesday, October 8th, the Chilkat Center and the Haines Arts Council welcomes renowned modern dance troupe, Michael Mao Dance. Born in China and hailing from New York, Mao is a thoroughly cosmopolitan choreographer. He draws on influences like South American poet Federico Garcia Lorca in a dramatic piece titled Lorca Libre. This explores themes of tragedy and passion often written of in Lorca's poetry. In the dance titled China Moves, Phase 3, Mao explores his own heritage and experience as an immigrant through the dancers on the stage, with an original score written by the acclaimed composer Huang Ruo. Leonard Ito put Kodo drums to the athletic dance piece Weaving as a heavy-hitting backdrop to the physically demanding display. Tribally influenced, this shows the dancers' prowess. The troupe is comprised of 10 multicultural dancers from the United States, Japan, Italy, and the Netherlands. The evening also features a talk-back question-and-answer time with the company. This is their first tour in Alaska. The Michael Mao Dance Program will be presented at the Chilkat Center for the Arts on Tuesday, October 8th at 7 p.m.
The ferry LeConte is on schedule to return to service Tuesday. The small ship was out of service Sunday and Monday due to a generator failure. It was tied up at its home port of Juneau. State spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the generator is being repaired, not replaced. He says the work had to wait while parts were shipped up from Ketchikan, home of the Marine Highway headquarters. The 40-year-old LeConte can carry up to 300 people. Its winter schedule includes sailings from Juneau to Haines and Skagway, and Gustavus Huna, Angoon, and Tenneke Springs. Another northern southeast ship, the Fast Ferry Fairweather, is also tied up at the Juneau terminal. Woodrow says it's undergoing safety tests. Once they're completed, the ship will sail to Seattle, where its engines will be replaced. It's scheduled to return to service mid-May. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Olive Del Sol for help with this report. Don't forget you can visit our news section online at khns.org anytime. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS News Facebook page. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, and you can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Clequan. But we're more than just your local news. We also collaborate with other Southeast public radio stations to keep you informed of regional issues that affect us locally. We bring you these wider-reaching stories along with local news to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained. And we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.